Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's an evil genius plan.
What happened?
One that, if executed correctly, can get you out of any one of your kids' events.
This is nice.
But it comes with a massive consequence.
Yeah.
One that will follow you and stain your reputation for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the Buffalo Bills play 4:30 on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. Win or go home, survive in advance. Yeah. We know the deal. For me personally, we have a problem. And I talked about this Monday around 9 o'clock. I will be in Boston for my oldest daughter's hockey tournament this weekend.
Mm.
And they have a game at 4:30 at this rink in New England. So I had argued with you guys that a divisional football game, divisional playoff game, you cannot watch on your phone. The stakes are too high.
I could.
I could too.
Okay, but you guys
are. I'm still seeing the game.
You're not fans like I am. So I had a plan, and I thought this was a genius plan that you guys would think.
I think you should do it.
Definitely.
Do it.
I told you off mic on Monday.
We changed our minds. We're all in.
Yeah.
my plan was to go to Walmart when I get to Framingham, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Go buy the cheapest 40-inch TV they have, which, by the way, I priced out $103.
This is insane.
I know. It's a whole other discussion. Bring the TV to the hockey rink, plug it in, and watch the game on this 40-inch TV while my daughter is playing.
Perfect,
hockey.
Perfect,
not embarrassing at all.
You guys crush me for this.
Yes.
You crush me for this.
Well, we questioned a lot of things.
Like, where are you going to sit the TV?
The logistics of it all.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the ground. I don't care.
But that looks,
I mean, you got to rely
how
on
how is staring at a TV
Wi-Fi
on the ground
yeah
better than holding it up to my face on my phone and watching?
The screen's only that big. 40 inches that big.
On the ground.
Yeah, on the ground. Whatever. Touchdown. On the ground. Ground touchdown.
All right.
So we took phone calls. You guys thought this would be embarrassing.
You look like a damn fool.
It would hurt my daughter's reputation.
It was. Yeah. It's definitely going to embarrass your daughter.
Okay.
Well, is your wife going? Because it's going to embarrass her, too.
She's going. She's not super keen on this plan.
Yeah,
but
I bet.
I made this one of like my like serious marriage things. Like,
as you should.
If you love me, you're going to let me know. So now that the game is at 4:30, this is happening.
Okay.
But right after we got off the air on Monday,
mm-hmm.
we got a Facebook message from a man who asked me not to use his name.
All right.
And he said he has a better idea.
We'll use it.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Quote, Duffy, I have the perfect plan for you. I did this in November. My son also plays hockey, and he had two games back-to-back during the Bills-Chiefs game. I really wanted to watch that game. So when the referee made the first penalty call, I got on him, yelling at him. Nothing mean, just enough to get him to throw me out of the rink for the rest of the day.
Oh, wait, he got ejected from the parent got ejected from the building.
On purpose.
On purpose.
He goes on. I drove separately on purpose from my wife to the rink. I went right from the rink to a bar, watched the whole game. She still doesn't know that was my plan the whole time. It cost me $500.
Wait.
But it was well worth it, just to let you know. Catch everybody up. If you get ejected from your kid's hockey game.
For misconduct.
Whatever. It's a $500 fine that you have to pay until your kid plays again. So we had to pay $500.
Oh, so you're held ransom to you.
You got it.
Your kid is off the ice.
So not only.
Hey, does your kid have to leave the ice then?
No, your kid gets to play, but they're not allowed to play in the next game until you pay the $500.
Yeah, what a racket.
So not only did this guy intentionally get thrown out of his kid's game to watch the Bills, he paid more than what a ticket to that Chiefs game would have cost to do it.
He could have bought 5 televisions and brought them in and put them all over the ring.
He really could have. Is this guy brilliant or is he an idiot?
No.
Why don't you embarrass your family, your wife? I mean, yeah, this is a terrible look for your kid.
You agree with Tommy?
Yeah, I mean.
The worst, man.
I don't know who this helps.
Nobody.
Well, he got to go watch the entire Bills Chiefs.
You said, for $500, you got to sit in a sports bar.
Okay.
Now you have a lasting reputation.
Yes.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When it comes to this man being brilliant or idiotic, can he be both at the same time?
No. Not in this case.
Hear me up. I think you have to give this man credit for putting himself in a position to see this Bills game without looking like a dad who didn't want to be there for his kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand. Depending on the age of the kid, he may have traumatized that kid for the rest of his life.
Any age, your kid's going to be traumatized.
Yeah, and you're just trading bad looks.
You are.
And again, like this, a lot of teams now, your kid plays with these kids through their whole... for years, you'll be around the same parents, the same team.
And I'm guessing you're put on a short leash after you pull this stunt. Because Kimmy's point, they know you. They're going to keep an eye on your ass.
You get different refs every game, you're fine.
You do?
Yeah, but you'll be at that rink multiple
times.
You will.
Look, you're right. Every parent on either team thought this guy was a total psychopath getting chucked out that's going to follow him for the rest of his kid. You're right. But I think it raises an interesting question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the cleanest way to get out of a kid event you don't want to be at? And save the calls. I agree you should be there for them. I get that, right? I'm not debating that. I am going to be.
But you want to get out of it.
Wait, yes. There are some things that your kid is going to do that you cannot get out of. It's the last place on the planet to you want to be. Is getting thrown out of or banned from those places a legitimate option? Kimmy, you said fake sick.
I said fake sick.
Okay. If you're married, that's not going to work. Your husband, your wife.
You think your wife would rather you get yourself thrown out of a game than fake an illness? Because I'm taking the illness if I'm your wife. Yeah, go ahead, man. Like, sit it out. I'd rather you do that than throw a tantrum and embarrass all of us.
Look, I agree with you that my wife would much rather have me be sick than get thrown out of a game. But if I fake sick to get out of doing something with my kid, my wife knows when I'm sick.
Okay. Faking sick is one thing. What about a medical emergency. Ooh. Semi.
What is that?
Not a heart attack.
What are we talking?
I'm really dizzy. I have to. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm not feeling good.
Okay.
And I need to get near a beer tap. I don't know, but as you age, you can start coming up with invisible problems that don't require an ambulance.
Uh-huh.
But I need to get out of here.
But depending on your age, that might require an ambulance.
Yep.
Like if you were sitting in here right now and you said, I'm feeling dizzy, I can't stand up, Pat and I would be like, we have to take you to the hospital.
Okay, but my ass is old. But like young dizzy is different than old dizzy.
I'll say this, man. If I told my wife I'm feeling dizzy, I don't feel right, that would be enough for my daughters to now miss their event because we're all going somewhere.
Really?
Yes, I think so.
I just need to get out of, I just need air. I think, just let me get some air.
Okay.
And I think I'll be all right for like an hour.
Get some air.
Let me get like 2 hours of air.
I'll drive.
Over at that sports bar.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Brad. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Duffy. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
So I have listened to multiple games on the Odyssey app on WGR 550 at kids' sporting events. And I know you say you want to watch it on TV, but I like listening to it on the radio. When I'm at sporting events. That way you can see your kid's sporting event and not miss the game.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong.
Brown and Eric would do a great job.
No, so. I agree with you. I think Brownie's great. Everyone's awesome over there, and I had to listen to the Patriots game on the way home in that way when my daughter had a hockey tournament in the North Country this year. But, Brad, I'm stationary. I have the ability to watch my daughter's game and watch a TV at the same time. I'm not missing this. I'm not missing it. I will be there physically for my daughter. I will have the ability to watch both games. I have ADD. I can do this no problem.
more. I know you have ADD.
Shut up, Brad.
You think they're going to let you take a TV right into the hockey rink?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
They ain't.
And where? And then my next question is, where are you finding power for this TV? You're on an extension cord?
Yes, I'm going to bring an extension cord.
All great questions.
So actually, a whole bunch. Our listeners are so in on this and thought it was such a brilliant idea. I have gotten multiple people sending me links to battery-powered generators that I could also bring to plug the TV in that last 5 hours.
Wait, battery-powered?
They're like,
yeah, how much is that going to cost you? You're looking at
$400. But yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to plug it into a wall. I'm doing this, man. You follow me on Instagram, I'm going to document the whole damn thing.
Listen, Duffy, I love you. I love your enthusiasm to get a TV, but I don't think you're going to end up finding a spot to plug this TV
just
in.
Watch so me. Make sure watch me dance.
Just make sure you take your earbuds so you can listen on to the radio if you have to.
Brad, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Because you're getting like a 40-incher, right?
40-inch. It's $103 at the Framingham Walmart. I already got it done.
The boxes are huge. And you say you're going to take it out of the box, put it in a hockey bag.
I have my hockey bag, which is big enough to fit a 40-inch television.
It's like a big duffel bag.
Yeah. And I will bring the hockey bag in. Nobody's any the wiser. And then da-da-da-da-da, boop.
And then they're going to see you pulling out a TV and cord. They're going to think you're blowing up the place.
Bro, I don't think you understand.
This looks so suspicious.
I don't think you understand the amount of AV equipment that gets pulled out at kids' sporting events. Parents that will tape their kids' games, live stream their kids' games.
Yeah, but those
games,
are like
play-by-play.
Cameras.
No, and this is a TV. There's monitors that parents use to film their kids' games. What's the difference?
If you're going to do this, you could be in a place where you can't see your daughter's game anyways, so why not just go watch it at a bar?
I am going
or
to.
Or somewhere in the rink.
Yeah.
There's usually TVs.
You follow me on Instagram, and you're going to say on Sunday or Saturday, wow, he pulled this off, and he's brilliant, and he's handsome. That's what you're going to say.
Yeah, they should do.
What's that?
They don't have like jumbotrons and these things. Or
no, not for kids stuff, no.
Or they could just put it on that. But
well, no, because then all the coaches will be watching. 252 WCMF. Again, after my idea, my daughter's got a hockey game in Boston on Saturday, right when the Bills kick off for this divisional playoff game. I said on Monday, I'm going to go buy a 40-inch TV at Walmart, plug it into a rink, it's somewhere in the rink, and I'm going to watch a game while I watch my daughter's hockey game.
You're going to be golden, baby.
This guy on Facebook who asked us not to use his name suggests to get thrown out of the game on purpose. He claims he did this during the Chiefs game when his son had back-to-back hockey games. Quote, when the ref made the first penalty call, I got on him, yelling at him, nothing mean, just enough to get me thrown out of the rink for the rest of the day. I drove separately from my wife on purpose, went right from the rink to a bar, watched the whole game. She still doesn't know that was my plan the whole time. All right. Can we agree?
Yeah.
That the worst place every parent can be stuck at is a school band or chorus concert. Can we agree on that?
Oh, sure.
Okay. You would never say it to your little faces. Their little faces.
Yeah.
But they go on forever. You can't even really hear
your
kid.
You ain't no good, kid.
Okay, but it's not even that. Even if they are good, you can't hear your kid. There's 1,000 instruments and so on. If you found a way to get yourself banned from your kid's school campus, you'd never have to go to one of those again.
You'd be my father. He was self-banned.
But no, we know a woman who did this. She banned herself from a high school campus.
Well, yes, we do. But not, she didn't, that wasn't her goal.
But she did.
But she sure did.
I want you to think, guys, to think about this seriously, Kimmy. When it comes to chorus concert and band concerts, which we can agree are the worst. Is the reputation you will have the rest of your life being banned from a high school campus, middle school campus, worth never having to go to one of those
again? Let me ask you, do you want to be the guy that people talk about the rest of their lives?
That will be a thing. You will be a pariah.
And your kid. Your kid is also guilty by association. And people may not want their kids hanging out with your kid, knowing the way you are, the fact that you're banned from a high school campus.
Thank you.
I'm fine with all this.
I got to spend on snacks when the kids come over. Oh, he's got a peanut allergy, and I got to take everything out of my pantry. Just saying, look.
Every dad or parent that we've talked about that is in this situation is seen as not a good person.
I am not.
But how much of a good person do you have to be? Like, when do you get a break from this good person act?
I don't think you have to be a good person. You're being seen as a bad person.
But it's just an act. It's a good person thing. It's all an act. We're all acting.
So you wouldn't.
I'm not acting. I think I'm a good person.
I'm not.
Okay, no, we can agree on that.
No, but when you're having to do, I'm not saying in general, but when you're having to do things you don't want to do, you got to paint a face and act like you're interested.
Fair enough.
Right? It's just an act.
Yeah, sure.
You don't want to be here.
No, but I do want to be
watch you, kid.
I do want to be at my daughter's hockey game.
And
that's the whole thing.
It does take the ability to make that decision away from you in the future.
Right.
If there is something that you want to attend.
Okay.
My point
but there's
is
something
like,
you want to attend.
There may be something in the future where your kid has a chance to shine and you don't get to go.
Graduation. That's the only thing that matters.
Do you get to go to that? I don't know if you're banned from all the other activities.
Yeah, that's at the East.
And graduation goes on forever.
Well, I want to see my kid graduate, obviously.
Oh, God. That had to be one of the worst things I went to.
After you make that decision, you don't get to pick and choose anymore.
That's a valid point. Although, I think all the time you would save.
Oh, my God.
All the Tuesday and Thursday nights in the winter.
You get them back.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben, but not our familiar Ben. It's a new Ben.
Oh, an entertaining Ben.
Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Handsome Ben.
Good. How's it going, Pat?
Good, brother. What's up?
So what you do is you take the $400 you got back from the engineer you're holding the gift to. you go get yourself an iPad for the weekend, watch the game, return it, and then give the kid his money back.
Okay. I don't hate that idea. Well, no, because that's a whole – no, I don't want to get involved in Tommy's money things. By the way,
then borrow your daughter's iPad, but you can watch the game other than on your lap. And
no, he needs a big screen TV.
I do. I need to be able to see everything that's happening. Yeah.
Minimum.
40-inch minimum.
Or tell the doctor wife you need Google glasses, and then you can watch the game and her game at the same time.
So that was suggested to me, one of those VR headsets, but I think that would make me look like a legitimate psycho.
No, the glasses.
No, they look like actual glasses now.
Oh, how much are they?
Probably a lot.
They're a few hundred.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
But then you have them for life.
What am I going to use?
More events. You could blow off so many events.
$400 kiddie pool you got for the engineer. Just give him the glasses when you're done.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I'll tell you this.
What's that?
My wife better hope there isn't some scratch and dent clearance 60-inch television for $100 at the Walmart in Framingham, because that's coming with me.
You going to 60?
I'm going as big as I can go for $100.
You can't bring that in.
Watch me. Watch me work, son.
I do also want to warn you, if somebody is watching the game on their phone, it's going to be way ahead of your television.
Well, no, because the person on the phone is going to come over and watch the TV. That's going to happen.
Or they don't want to be seen with you and your 60-inch TV under the bleachers somewhere.
You guys do not.
Oh, so you'll have that reaction before you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's going to be spoiled.
But no, that's why I don't want to use the phone, because everyone's phone will
be
different.
Or if you hear people celebrating like in a bar. I don't know if there's like a little bar area nearby.
So here's why I love.
Well, you won't have people celebrating here in Boston.
Here's why I love all of our listeners. Yeah. I mean this sincerely. You're all the same psychopaths we are. Because my daughter is playing at the New England Sports Complex, I think it's called.
Yeah, everybody knows Upjoy.
On Monday. Well, as a joke, I had said any hockey parents that had been to the New England Sports Complex on Monday, I need a blueprint to see if there's a bar where I can see the rink on the air, like as a joke. And multiple people sent me the blueprints.
They did the research.
Yes, and sent me the blueprints, and it showed me that there is no bar that will be close enough to the rink where I'll be able to pull that off. But now I know. Yeah. You know, talking about, you know, getting out of the things you really don't want to do with your kid. Pam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Duffy, just take Ducalex. She'll see you can't leave the bathroom. She thinks you're sick and you have to stay home.
Yeah, take a laxative.
You'll literally be stuck in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
That sounds awful.
By the way, you got the trots on the road. Road trots are the worst.
Road trots is bad.
Yeah.
Been there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a serious question?
Yeah.
All right. You guys know I love watching my kids do all their things.
Oh, sure.
My wife and I, like every other parent in the world, we live for our kids.
You make a lot of sacrifice.
Okay. But I'm not even saying that. I'm not trying
to
be like.
No, I am.
Okay. But my wife and I are also starting to come to the realization that it's all going to be over soon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my youngest will be a freshman in high school next year. My oldest has 2 more years of travel hockey, and she's playing flag football this season. And when all of this is done, I don't think my wife and I are going to know what to do with ourselves, because we dedicate so much of our time to taking our kids to all their things. And
you'll think you'll miss it and be lost without it.
I miss it, definitely, but like now not know how to function. And like being there for every one of your kids' things and moving around your lives to do it, it's important for your kids. But it kind of feels like it might lead to some unhealthy mental health and relationship stuff when it's all over. Like, I'm asking sincerely.
Yeah.
Because I love it. I love watching my kids do all their things. But are we making a mistake embracing our kids' activities the way we do now?
Well, I mean, probably not for the kids, but for your own sake, the adjustment's going to be hard. Because there is. I mean, you spend how many hours a week doing this?
You're probably
you and your wife
miss it more than your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they're going to go off to all new experiences.
Yeah.
You'll be stuck at home.
Yeah.
And that's when you have to embrace alcoholism or home brewing.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Our parents didn't have to go to 60 hockey games, 70 baseball games.
No, they attended what they could.
They didn't have to travel.
But there was no big adjustment.
And they didn't
have to. Well, I mean, there were. You did have to give up some summers and some weekends.
Yeah, but your dad went right back to skateboarding.
Depending on how deep your kid was in sports.
I guess like
6-hour bike rides.
When I was a kid, the most commitment my dad had to make, I mean, he had to bring me to practice and stuff, but yeah. he was going to one game a week for everything that I had.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
they weren't sitting through practice. Like, it was mostly like, hey, can you find a ride to or from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, nobody had to travel halfway across the country for a dance recital.
And they weren't even probably that invested when you were. When they're sitting there watching you.
Yeah. No, right? I think you're right. And look.
Like you watch your daughter play. You break down the plays in your head. I doubt your dad did any of that.
No, he might have. He was a pro. He was a pro's pro. Yeah.
Was he? All right.
Well, he was on deck when Joe Carter hit that home run.
I forget about that.
Look, I wouldn't change anything that's happened with my kids and what
sure.
they've chosen to do. But I think you can make an argument that the current activity culture we have in our country for our kids, it's hurting mothers and fathers.
Well, yeah, because yeah. You've gone so overboard. You're so involved.
But here's the
but
thing.
Again, I don't think it's hurting your kid.
No. It's
like,
not.
Like I said, I think this is going to be more mental gymnastics for you when it's over, not so much your kid. Your kid's just going to move on to the next thing.
Ken writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. What's the next thing, though? I don't have a next thing.
No, I'm saying your
the kids will.
Okay,
move you're
on. Like, I'm trying to think of like my old man. Like my old man didn't know the names of like my buddies. Mm-hmm. He only knew them by either the color of their skin or their ethnicity.
It is funny how guys that age, even if they knew the kid's name, it was the kid's name followed by where their family came from.
Yeah, or
you
even
know, Jimmy
like,
the Italian.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that Jewish kid you hung out with?
Why?
His
Why
father is, wore those big hats. Yeah, he was a rabbi.
Why is that a thing, man?
With that generation, because he didn't care.
Oh, okay.
He cared more about what religion you were or who you were bringing home and how it looked to the neighborhood than the actual kid.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Again, after me sharing with you guys on Monday that I'm going to buy a 40-inch TV from Walmart in Boston so I can watch this Bills game when my daughter has a 4:30 puck drop in a hockey tournament on Saturday and you guys crush me for it, this guy writes, I got a better idea. He says during the Chiefs game this year, his kid had back-to-back hockey games during the game. He intentionally got thrown out of his kid's
Tossed.
Game. Got on the referee on the first penalty call, got chucked out, went right to a bar, planned it from the beginning.
Bye.
And enjoyed the game. He says, to this day, his wife has no idea he did it on purpose. Josh has got the last word. Hey, Josh, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Good, buddy.
So, if you're going out to Boston, I'm sure you're going out there the night before, right?
Yep.
So, go to a restaurant, get some food that you're not used to eating. I don't know, maybe like a lobster roll or something. And then in the morning, act like you're not feeling well, make yourself puke in the bathroom.
Oh, the lobster squirts.
Come on, baby. Do the lobster squirts. No, look, bro, Josh, I want to be at my daughter's hockey game. I want to watch her play hockey. I can watch both games simultaneously. I have that kind of talent.
Can't.
I'm telling you, Kimmy,
no,
I can.
You
I have three TVs.
I've seen you watch a Bills game. You can't
watch
You
me.
Can't pull this off.
Watch me do it.
Wait, going to have the TV in the stands or in the lobby?
No, stands. We're bringing it into the stands with us.
Good luck.
Well, thank you, Josh. Have a good rest of the day. Look, I know you guys doubt me. If you follow me right now, Duffy on WCMF.
I want to see you pull this up. I want to see you try to even get in the building with this thing.
Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. I will document from the moment I purchased that TV at the Framingham Walmart to the minute that game is over while I'm watching it in the rink with my kid playing hockey. And maybe you'll even get some Stella hockey highlights along the way, too.
Look at that.
It'll be fun for everybody.
Yes.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tommy, you can keep cash in your back pocket.
Nice.
Have a place all your own and not have to worry about anyone else, what anyone else has to say.
This sounds awesome.
Well, it's a lifestyle that most people would not be accustomed to.
Okay.
You want to believe you could do this.
Yeah.
In fact, some people take pride in the belief they could handle this even though they've never done it before. Mm. But when push comes to shove, especially this time of year,
yeah.
Would the smart thing to save money be living off the grid?
Oh, wait. The grid?
Straight up off the grid.
No grid.
Pure.
Gridless.
Cut. Grid.
No grid.
No grid. You're hanging out of the breaker. Brunch, just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. In an effort to give options to people looking for affordable places to live,
yeah.
A new idea in Western New York has emerged. Homes unconnected to gas, water, electricity, built on land in the middle of nowhere.
It's like log cabin.
So you're not getting like
Abe Lincoln crap?
You don't even have the basics.
No. Well, I mean, look.
Not a single luxury.
You do, but you don't. So we're not even talking log cabin. We're
no
talking
swimming
like,
pools or movie stars.
You could have a swimming pool. You got all the room you need.
Yeah.
So it's rustic cabin living with room to roam. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
In Allegheny County right now, you can buy a 500-square-foot home.
Wait. 500 square foot.
It's very small.
That's, yeah.
So it's essentially a living room, a kitchen,
like and a studio apartment.
And a loft bedroom.
Yeah, it's a studio apartment.
Okay. It's on 25 acres.
Yeah, that's a big old spread, son.
But it only costs $159,000.
But there's nothing in it.
Okay.
How do I live? Where am I getting my water?
$159,000 actually sounds kind of expensive.
25 acres and a place and
okay,
a roof
the land,
your head.
The land, yes. But to not have
you're
the
things
Unabomber. That you're used to having.
You're Kaczynski.
Okay, put a pin in the Unabomber because I knew you were going to say that. All right, look. Yes, it is a small house. But you would have all that land, mm-hmm. and you would own this for $160,000.
It's a hillbilly hellhole.
So the tiny home
yeah.
is powered by solar panels.
Oh.
By the way, we live in a dark, cold place.
But it's a small enough home where it might work. I don't know.
It's connected to a septic
system.
Yeah,
they'll keep it down to chilly.
It has a wood stove for heat.
Ooh.
But when it comes to the cost of living.
Comes with a banjo and a fiddle.
Look, man.
And rickets.
You do not get less expensive. Than wood to heat, septic system.
How do you bathe?
And solar panels.
There
ain't no water.
System. So you. Okay.
There's no water line.
So you would have to have water.
Yeah.
So
you have to bathe in grimy sulfur water.
Oh my God.
You're gonna smell like stank eggs and ass.
Okay.
You're gonna smell like eggs and ass. So which was one of the best morning shows this town ever had.
Based on the Dr. Seuss book?
Yes.
Green eggs and ass. You're not even gonna consider.
No, man, you're gonna be filthy. You're like frontier douche.
Okay. See, this is a generational.
And by the way, those guys all died when they were like 36.
They didn't have solar panels, idiot. There weren't solar panels on the Oregon Trail.
They didn't have the actual sun.
They didn't have septic systems on the Oregon Trail, you dumbass.
And by the way, who's coming all the way out there to pump that septic tank?
Someone you pay to come do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know what you're going to pay for that, man?
Okay, I understand.
I have a septic tank.
Yeah.
If they come, it's that cheap.
Find me a house for $159,000. Find one. We can't.
Yeah,
it's gone.
All right.
We're done. It does not exist.
Man, the amount of think of like ticks, fleas, mice, rats.
You could have that anywhere, though.
Yeah.
No, but you're living with them. They're like your buddies.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Could you handle living like this?
I don't think living out in the middle of nowhere kind of freaks me out. Like, I don't think I'm somebody that wants to live in a place where I'm just surrounded by land and no neighbors. Like, that isolation is not for me. But I do know people that would love it. However, I wonder how many people... Like, it may be, you may be, like, you know, far away from people where you don't have to, if you're somebody that didn't want neighbors, like, that may be a temporary thing. Like, as people build further and further out.
Okay.
you know, it could become a busier area over time. Like, I wonder how many people built out like 10, 15 years ago thinking like, this is
here
awesome.
Here come the hippies.
No,
and the yippies.
This is awesome. I have no neighbors. It's quiet. And then like over time, you know, neighborhoods popped up. You're no longer like off the grid as you thought you were going to be.
You're not wrong. This example, however, and other ones like it in this article that we found, although again, it's a 500 square foot home, they call it, but
dirt
it's not
floor.
In Allegheny County. It's on 25 acres.
I guess you'll always have the land.
Yes, and it's $159,000, powered by solar panels, connected to a septic system, wood stove for heat.
So would
the
you
closest
have...
town right. is 11 miles away.
Oh, that's not too bad.
And that's Olean.
Oh my
but
god!
But like, think if you need like an ambulance or like some medical thing, or
yeah,
I just,
you're right.
You're
like,
dead.
That to me is the reason enough where I couldn't do it.
So like these solar panels, how much would they handle like for like refrigeration?
I am totally naive to
hot solar. Water. You have no hot water.
I don't
forget
know.
About hot water.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you have hot water?
You could have water tanked in and then have something to heat it up along the way.
Yeah, but that sucks all your your solar panels. Only going to give you so much juice.
How many years did you have solar panels?
Zero.
So you know exactly what I know.
No, but I know people that have it.
No,
I mean,
you don't.
There are
you
issues.
You liar.
I know people.
Who's got a solar panel that you know?
Neighbor does.
Who?
Chuck down the
way. Chuck down the way.
Chuck down the way.
Chuck down the way.
Yeah.
Chuck full of grace. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen and Kimmy.
What's up?
So, years ago, I was part of a polycule where we actually did fully live off the grid.
All right, hold on. I got to stop because Tommy doesn't know what a polycule is. A polycule is a relationship involving, like, multiple people that all live under the same roof.
So, like a commune? Same thing?
A commune, but we're all like dating each other.
Oh, so it's like a sex thing.
Well, it's a relationship thing.
Well, that would be sex.
Well, not necessarily.
But you don't have a girlfriend, like you could bang anybody you want.
In the public.
Sure, we'll go with that.
All right, but you were saying.
Well, I don't know. Explain it to me, then, genius. You're the one running around with your wilderness penis.
All right, but Jay, you were saying.
I love these perverts that like, try to masquerade as like intellectuals.
What are you talking about?
Like, all you do when it hit is every hairy hole out there, but you're trying to act like all hoity-toity.
By the way, Harry Hole, great host of Green Eggs and Ass.
By the way, he used to do traffic here.
Harry Hole?
Harry Hole legitimately did traffic.
Shut up, Jay. You
anyways,
were saying,
Jay,
sorry.
You lived off the grid?
Yeah, so we were out in Nevada. And the solar panels were more than enough to give us a hot water tank.
Well, you're in the desert, man.
It was a beautiful lifestyle. I mean,
so why'd you leave?
Because we fell out.
Why'd you leave?
He was trying to tell you, and you keep cutting him off.
No, we fell out. Like, I left the polycule. Things got bad. But I do...
Took it a little too far, didn't you?
One too many hairy holes is what it was.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay. So you say that you could live like this.
Stinky Ranch.
And you enjoyed living like this.
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay. Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Jay's in. If you want, if you're interested in a polycule, give Jay a call.
That right. Sounds very complicated.
Is there pride in living off the grid? Do you guys see it as an accomplishment?
Oh, I mean, I would admire people that can do it.
I would be impressed that you didn't, like, go nuts. Because I think you start getting a little squirrely.
Well, because every time you hear living off the grid, you bring up what you brought up earlier.
Yes.
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah.
Right? You're some
number
like.
One
you isolate
Unabomber.
Yourself a little too much.
Number one Unabomber. As opposed to the. There's a reason. His name was Unabomber.
Right. He was number one, baby. One. Number
but
one.
But you'd still have access to things. It's not like you're cut off from like the internet and stuff.
Yeah,
you know
but
I mean, like you could still have a television and you're not like so isolated where you don't know what's going on in the
like,
world.
Like, how are you getting cable? How are you getting the internet? If you're way out there, you
may
not.
There's ways to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's ways. But here's the problem. It's the little things you don't think about, the modern conveniences that you'd have to trade.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't be able to have AC, probably, right? You would be in the middle of nowhere. You wouldn't be a 5-minute drive from all of the stuff you need.
You'd always be dirty.
Shut up. If a snowstorm comes along and wallops where you live, you know, you may be stuck where you are for a day or two.
Oh, yeah.
So you see everybody that would live off the grid as a weirdo.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you agree with that?
No, I look at people who live off the grid as people that are like very into like nature and love to be in the wilderness.
That's
like,
a
that
weirdo.
You probably have like a four wheeler. Like you love the trails. You just love like being outside in general. Like you like being close to nature. I don't see it as a weirdo. I just see it as you enjoy a different type of lifestyle.
There would be a piece that most people never experience.
It's like what people seek for vacation, right? Yeah.
Like, Kimmy, you wouldn't have to deal with neighbors. You could do whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted on your 25 acres. It would be a chore for people to come see you. So if you like peace and quiet.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be alone, it's great.
And like, here's the thing. Like, you hate hosting anything.
Yeah.
Right? If you lived in a 500 square foot house on 25 acres, 11 miles away from the nearest tiny town, entertaining is out of the question.
Well, nobody's going to come see you anywhere.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
You have to go to them, though.
Yeah.
Maybe. But no, I can't get out because there's a snowstorm on my shack land and the dirt road.
Shack land,
baby!
That sounds like a TV show that comes on after football. Tonight on Shack Land, after Marshall and Fire Country.
Sylvester Stallone.
And Marshall Country.
Trying to revive his career with it.
And then Marshall's on fire.
Joe writes
Country.
Joe writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, I live in Kent. We are looking into slowly getting off the grid or doing it ourselves.
Well, we used to bomb out in Kent.
Yeah, it's all the energy you need. It was our bombing. Dylan writes us, unless you like the land, what's the draw to living in that sort of setup opposed to living in a smaller city like Dunkirk where you can get houses for $100,000 or less? Well, I mean, you're dealing with everyone else around you.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm.
This is more isolated. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like frontiersy.
You're seeking being away from people.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And like, here's the thing, man. Like, when you commit to, you know, spending as little money as you can on a home, and I get it, man, we're all trying to do that. If you're living around people, you may not have the same sensibilities as those people. I mean, if you make this commitment out in the middle of nowhere, and it is a commitment, you get to be whatever you want.
But to a point, because like I was thinking like just being by yourself. But let's say it's you and your wife.
Okay.
That's a different situation. If you have kids, you can't do it at all.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
You'd have to be just a weird, lonely old guy in a shack.
500 square feet, you can't raise kids in that.
I mean, how are you doing that?
If you were able to build a bigger house.
Unless you're homeschooling.
Yeah, I thought that's why you said they couldn't do it was school wise, but you could still do it.
And there is a school district attached somewhere. Yeah. It legally,
how
are
you
there
getting to that bus?
That I don't know.
Horseback.
Take your horse to school.
Take old Betsy with you.
Take your horse to town, son. Leave your school at horse. Facebook message coming.
I think you're underestimating people that live in apartments with kids. I mean, there are people that
live but they
in
have
small
civilization around
kids.
Them.
500 square feet is smaller than the.
Oh my god!
I understand it's small, but people do it.
Okay,
but why? Why would you
because
do that?
Because some people can't afford other
else.
Things.
God, what a Pittsburgh
question. Well, why
question.
Wouldn't you have a bigger space?
Why don't you just buy gold?
Yes. There you go. What?
See that over there?
Don't wait to buy gold.
Shut up, you idiot.
Buy gold and wait.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Steve. Steve said, I have buddies that hunt, three of them. Have sold their hunting shacks on lots of land to families that have turned the shacks into houses that they live in. This is more common than you guys think.
Wait till they find that stack of nudie mags when they take that wall down.
You make it sound like that's a bad thing.
Yeah, when Junior sees that.
Wait, people are moving into hunting shacks.
Those have got to be small and grimy as crap.
I mean, talk about, off the grid.
And I don't want to know what goes on in them hunting shacks when you ain't hunting.
Hunt shack, baby!
Yeah. The whack shack.
What, you think there's a bunch of gay sex going on?
No, I just think there's guys in there whacking.
With their buddies there?
No, let's say you're hunting by yourself.
Nobody goes hunting by themselves at a hunting shack?
I clean my gun, now I'm going to clean my other gun. My love gun.
Make sure you take the safety off.
You know what, that thing going off in your face either.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Getting this guy back for Saturday would be massive.
Come on.
Massive. But what we are losing,
yeah.
What we have discovered, we have lost. Kimmy, it's at the point where you could do nothing but laugh about it.
I was shocked. Everybody was shocked to learn this.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. All right. When it comes to the injury news for the Bills on Saturday, Tommy, do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Give me the good. I already know what it is.
All right. The good news is?
What's going on?
Ed Oliver might be back.
Mr. Red.
That's right. Yesterday, the Bills opened up his practice window to come off of IR. It is a huge addition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If he can go on Sunday. All right. So he went through a walkthrough practice yesterday. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know why I'm singing to you.
He's looking good.
No, that's not what I just said. No. It was just a walkthrough.
Yeah, so it's tough to tell where exactly they're at.
He said he felt good after the walkthrough.
Feeling good.
But today, in a full practice, will be the day that will really probably determine where they go.
See if he's got it.
All right. So, he has been such a dominant player at his position.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Despite being an interior D lineman and playing in only parts of three games this season, he is fourth on the team in sacks.
Damn.
He's got three sacks.
He's a monster.
He got a sack in every game that he played in all season long, all three of them.
Mm.
One small potential problem. Ed Oliver, thanks to two separate injuries this year, has, like we said, only played in three games. And he has not played a down of football since October 26th. That's 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Just getting back into game shape, period, at his size,
I'm sure,
is tough.
But they're professionals and he's surrounded by experts. He's fine.
They're playing in Mile High Stadium on Saturday. Mm.
So what?
It's harder to breathe in Mile High Stadium.
I don't want to hear the breath.
Look, everybody else that's in game shape, I'm not worried about him. It's just another game. But for a guy of that size to come back after not playing for 2.5 months in your first game in that kind of intensity.
Don't they get the oxygen on the side?
They do.
Yeah, but you did. Okay.
That looks sweet.
All right, you want the bad news now?
Well, yeah, give it to him.
Bills wide receiver Gabe Davis, it's official. He tore his ACL. He is out for the season. Same knee as last year. It's devastating. This could be a career-ending
game. Yeah, well, it didn't look good when they were carting him off the field and his head was covered.
Jordan Poyer, Bills safety, looks like he is – did they rule him out yet?
I don't know. I did not see out.
If they haven't, he's a long shot to play with a hamstring. He has had a great second half of the season. That's a big blow. But the most insane injury story –
wait, there's another one?
We got from yesterday.
I thought that was it.
And another one that really hurts at this position.
Yeah. Right now, the Bills only have three healthy, active receivers on their roster because we found out that Tyrell Shavers tore his ACL in the first half of that game against Jacksonville. What is amazing about that is he came back and finished the game.
Well, he was screaming the whole time.
On a torn ACL.
Look at that. Which is not good. He probably did more damage to it.
Tommy.
I think once you tear it, you really can't do too much more to it other than it's going to be very painful.
Okay.
Not only did he play 22 snaps in the second half on a torn ACL, he was in for the Josh Tush push that won them the game, which means he was just planting his legs and driving dudes forward on a torn ACL.
That's insane.
It seems shocking to me that they didn't know he tore his ACL.
Well, maybe he did. And he didn't.
They brought him back into the locker room, and then he came back out and played.
Well, the fact that he was able to walk off the field,
didn't say nothing. Yes.
Let alone play, he played a full half of NFL football on a torn ACL.
That's a tough guy right there, buddy.
I didn't even know, Kimmy, that was physically possible.
You don't hear about that very often.
Because that's basically your knee, right?
Yeah.
How do you put weight on it?
That's what I mean.
No idea.
Or like you say, push on it.
He made catches in the second half. He's a great blocking wide receiver. He did that in the second half.
Maybe he could play, maybe.
Well, so here's the weird part. The way the story was written yesterday, it made it sound like he's done for the season.
Yeah.
But if you went to the injury report, he's listed on the injury report, which means they didn't put him on IR. He missed practice.
But the injury report came out before that news.
Okay.
So maybe that it was weird. I didn't see that it broke until like later last night.
Could you Google if they put him on IR? Because if they didn't put him on IR...
You think he could play?
Well, no. I mean, I don't think he could. Well, I saw the
ESPN story said he's done for the season, I would assume.
That makes sense. I mean, yeah, it makes sense. He's got... All right, so
there's how the hell are they going to win this game?
Wait, what?
How are they going to win this game?
Well, what do you mean, how are they going to win
this game? How are they going to win this game? Everybody's out.
You got Josh Allen.
I know, but you can't keep saying that every week. That's got to bite you in the ass.
You got Josh Allen.
All right.
So
literally just need bodies now to fill those positions.
Josh just do it all himself.
All right, so again, it's not all terrible news for the wide receiver core. Look, losing Gabe Davis and Tyrell Shavers hurts you bad because they're great blocking receivers. But also coming off IR, along with Ed Oliver this week, is wide receiver Curtis Samuel.
Okay.
Now, he hasn't been the greatest free agency signing, but he is a veteran wide receiver in a game you need to get grabs from. Mm-hmm. The Bills also have wide receiver Mecole Hardman, former Kansas City Chief. On their practice squad, they could bring him up. They also
dealt with an injury, though, too.
It looks like he's healthy. They also signed their leading wide receiver from the preseason back to their practice squad. He's a big body, 6'2", 200-something pounds. I don't know what his
Christian
name is.
Christian Wilkerson, I think, is his name. Is that it?
I don't know. But that's,
there were a couple. There were, you need I a, know that's who they signed. I don't know. Was
so it's all, so who's like the main receiver, then?
It's a good question.
Is it Coleman?
Yeah.
No, not Coleman. So,
it was Christian Wilkinson.
Christian Wilkinson. Yeah.
But who's like your guy? Who's that banged up? Right, so that could catch a ball that has no issue. It would be Keon
Coleman's healthy. Yeah.
Mr. Zero.
Khalil Shakir is healthy.
He's been his go-to.
12 catches on 12 targets. That was great. And then Brandon Cooks had a game on Sunday too, but he's only been here for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
New guy.
I don't. When you ask me,
new guy or banged up guy?
Yeah.
When you ask the question, who's your number one receiver?
He ain't got one.
It's Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's who it is.
And he ain't there.
He's a tight end.
Oh, he's
but
there.
But he was even in a. I mean, it sounds like he'll still play, but it seemed like he was hurting after that game Sunday.
After
too.
The touchdown, he hurt his knee. From
Oh, I thought it was his foot.
Whatever it was, he's hurt.
Ankle, whatever. Right. Yeah.
Hey, man.
All right, go get him, fellas.
By any means necessary. Give me Ed Oliver back. Give me Ed Oliver back to terrorize.
So you think he'll be that big of an impact on that kid?
100%. Ed, I'm,
if he's healthy,
there was a reason why I am wearing my Ed Oliver jersey. Oh, on I didn't the live realize stream this morning. Yeah, no big deal.
I didn't ask you to flex. Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
Oh, my Ed Oliver jersey.
You were so much more fun when you were fat.
I wouldn't fit into this jersey, so I'm less fun. No, yeah, I mean he has an unstatable impact when he's in on that defense.
All right.
And he's going to free up the defensive ends. Like, you're going to be – we're talking the difference between, like, a sack and a half, him being in the game and not.
That could be the difference in the game, Patrick.
It really could, Thomas.
It really does.
It really could.
It's a game of inches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.